This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
And I'm Mike Pesca. In a few minutes, the PlayStation 3 isn't just for pockmarked teens. Their balding dads and graying moms are playing video games to create their own Final Fantasies.
But first, John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, is here now. He's been reading between the lines of the 142-page or so Iraq Study Group report. John, today members of the Iraq Study Group appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee, and they faced a sharply critical Senator John McCain. And let's hear what he had to say about their proposals to bring back most of the combat brigades in about a year and a half.
There's only one thing worse than an overstressed Army and Marine Corps, and that's a defeated Army and Marine Corps. We saw that in 1973. And I believe that this is a recipe that will lead to, sooner or later, our defeat in Iraq.
Senator John McCain, harshly critical of some of the proposals in the Iraq Study Group's report. And John Dickerson, tell us more about why John McCain thinks that these proposals are unworkable.
Well, yes, he says it's unworkable because it's too dangerous for U.S. forces, and we embed them and we open them up to even more risk. And so he thinks that this is something that isn't going to make the situation any better and, in fact, is going to cause more trouble for American troops and therefore sort of hasten the decline that the Iraq Study Group was so open and frank about in their assessment.
He's always called for more troops to be sent to Iraq. What are the risks that John McCain is taking by opposing this report that is being billed as a consensus report?
Well, it is a political risk for him. He has called for more troops, as you say, for quite a long time, which has saved him politically so far, in a sense, because he's able to say, look, if you'd followed my recommendations long ago, we might not be in the fix we're in. But now he is opposing this thing around which everyone seems to be gathering, and he puts himself in a new political position. And there are a lot of people who are kind of heading for the door, and he's saying no, and that puts him sort of out there alone, and we'll see how that works with his desire to become president of the United States.
Getting back to the report, a lot was made of the need for more diplomacy and for bipartisanship. And let's look at the diplomacy part first. It seemed that James Baker, the co-chair and Secretary of State for the first President Bush, was chiding the younger Bush for his refusal to engage Iran and Syria diplomatically.
It was extraordinary at the press conference yesterday that the Iraq Study Group gave. They talked about the specifics of Iran and Syria, but Baker twice and once kind of circling back made a broader point about diplomacy, which essentially undercut the approach the Bush administration has followed. He said, basically, you negotiate with your enemies. You know, don't be afraid of them. Talk to them face to face, even if they're unwilling, even if they're uncooperative. That's what you do. And he brought up the example of the Soviet Union. He said, for 40 years, they wanted to wipe us off the face of the earth, and we still negotiated with them. So this was sort of a lesson coming from the veteran diplomat to the diplomats now in charge.
And how do you think the diplomats now in charge will take that lesson?
Not very well. I think they see things differently. They don't think they want to reward bad behavior on a part of both the Iranian leader and the Syrians. On the other hand, it does appear that the president is embracing efforts by the Iraqi government to reach out to those two rogue nations. And that may be the way in which the Bush administration kind of solves this problem, is that they'll say, well, we're not going to talk to these countries, but we encourage the Iraqis to continue their outreach as a part of building stability for their country.
One of President Bush's famous lines, you're either with us or you're against us, kind of symbolizing it's our way or the highway approach, dealing with the minority, Democrats. Well, now that the Democrats will be in the majority in Congress, will the president shift his tactics, do you think, and work with the Democratic Congress in this spirit of bipartisanship that the report is calling for?
This is the great question. The Iraq Study Group made a very big point. Kind of their central point is that what makes their recommendations powerful, they believe, is the fact that they got Democrats and Republicans to agree on these 79 specific recommendations. And without bipartisanship, without something the whole country can get behind, they argue, the president and the Iraq policy will be doomed. And so this is the great question for the president, who has practiced a form of bipartisanship that essentially means bring all Democrats who already agree with me. Well, now he has to build a consensus here, and we'll see if he's able to do it.
John Dickerson is chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. Thanks, John.
Thank you.